The Young Pitcher by Zane Grey. Introduction. Hazing became a regular form of initiation, not just for college fraternities and sororities, but also for sports teams. The latter range from relatively benign pranks to more physical and mental put-downs. Therefore, it wasn't unusual for author Pearl Zane Grey to have such personal confrontations, because he loved the game of baseball and was a good enough player he got a baseball scholarship at the University of Pennsylvania. He once dropped his surname to preserve his scholarship while playing in lower-level minor league games. His knowledge led to later writing two published books about baseball, including the one you're about to hear. Exposed to tales of the Old West shifted his literary focus, and he became better known for books about Western adventures, leading to a successful writing career that included a total of 89 books. Listen now to the outlandish behavior encountered by youthful Ken Ward as he entered the fictional college baseball arena more than 100 years ago, so very different from the game of today. Chapter 1, The Varsity Captain. Ken Ward had not been at the big university many days before he realized the miserable lot of a freshman. At first, he was sorely puzzled. College was so different from what he had expected. At the high school of his hometown, which, being the capital of the state, was no village, he had been somebody. Then his summer in Arizona, with its wild adventures, had given him a self-appreciation which made his present situation humiliating. There were more than 4,000 students at the university. Ken felt himself the youngest, the smallest, the one of least consequence. He was lost in a shuffle of superior youths. In the forestry department, he was a mere boy, and he soon realized that a freshman there was the same as anywhere. The fact that he weighed nearly 160 pounds and was no stripling, despite his youth, made not one whit of difference. Unfortunately, his first overture of what he considered good fellowship had been made to an upperclassman and had been a grievous mistake. Ken had not yet recovered from its reception. He grew careful after that, then shy, and finally began to struggle against disappointment and loneliness. Outside of his department on the campus and everywhere he ventured, he found things still worse. There was something wrong with him, with his fresh complexion, with his hair and the way he wore his tie and the cut of his clothes. In fact, there was nothing right about him. He had been so beset that he could not think of anything but himself. One day, while sauntering along a campus path...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?